Chapter 64. Oh, that you would tear the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when fire kindles the brushwood, and the fire causes the waters to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did terrible things which we didn't look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. For from of old men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen a God besides you, who works for him who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and works righteousness, those who remember you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, and we sinned. In them have we been of a long time, and shall we be saved? For we are all become as one who is unclean, and all our righteousness is as a polluted garment, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is none who calls on your name, who stirs up himself to take hold of you, for you have hid your face from us, and have consumed us by means of our iniquities. But now, Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are potter, and we are all the work of your hand. Don't be angry, Lord, neither remember our iniquity forever. See, look, we beg you, we are all your people. Your holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion is become a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, is burned with fire, and all our pleasant places are laid waste. Will you refrain yourself for these things, O Lord? Will you hold your peace, and they afflict us very sore?